big thing for me today coming out is the character again. Not playing well, I don't think, for our standards, and Fulham a good side. So to come away from a tough place with a victory is a big thing going forward for us, and a game in hand and keeping those points rolling.
Was that your view? Because so the manager and talking to Lewis Dunk, the feeling was that certainly first half of the Albion were pretty nowhere near their best.
Yeah, exactly. But if we can win like at a place like Fulham and be nowhere near our best, it's showing character, and we'll be back on that training pitch trying to put those wrongs right. And you can only learn from your mistakes and from playing like that, but still getting a victory.
You were a big part of it. Let's talk about the penalty save. Just tell us about it. Did you read him? What did you?
No, we do homework before each game, and a big shout out to our boss Ben Roberts. He spends a lot of time on our little videos that we have, analysis, and sends it to us, and gets angry when we don't download it in time and things like that. So we see people's penalties. It's 50-50, isn't it? But it's nice to save one coming back here as well, and then for it to mean something by going on to win. It's all the better.
Can I ask you what it's like coming back, David? I saw you before the match, you know, talking to fans. It clearly means a lot, Craven Cottage.
It did. They gave me a chance at football. They bought me from a League Two side that are now struggling a little bit. Darlington, they've gone back home. But to come here and playing that first season as well, to make my debut for Fulham in the Premier League was massive for me. And unfortunately, it never worked out here. Due to unforeseen circumstances, but you can see today how much they mean to me, and I must have meant to them in my time. So it's nice to come back, but it's all important to do the job for the club that I'm involved in now.
Can I ask about the penalty save again? Because the taker, I saw, then you cleared the ball, and you sort of went to shake hands, and that was a nice touch.
Yeah, it was more just to say well, like he said, well done, and I give him a little handshake. It's just sportsmanship.
He said well done to you.
Yeah, well, it's just like that. That's how it is, you know. He did his job and put it on target. If it had gone in, I might not have done it same back. But no, it's just one of them things. It's sportsmanship, you know. You don't want people's livelihoods to go down. But I'm looking after number one, and our team's number one, so we need to carry that on and go from there.
Still much defending to be done though. When the Albion went 2-1 up, a word about your two central defenders in front of you today, Duffy and Dunk.
Fabulous, outstanding, brilliant. Which word do you want to use? You know, it's hard because Connor was in last year, Uwe was in last year, and everyone was saying we've got four centre backs that could get in a lot of these teams. So it's hard for Connor and Uwe. But if you look at what they were doing today, you know, I would put them in a Premier League side. No problem about it. And to have them in front of you, and knowing that they've got your back when you're coming out for crosses or blocking the shot like they do, winning the headers, it sets everything in stone and a grounding to work off for the whole team.
I know no one in the Albion camp is talking about promotion, but people around the country are saying, oh, you know, Brighton are going up. Does that bring a slightly different pressure, David? There's an expectation now that the Albion will go up.
No, because every time we play a game, I say in the huddle that it's all about 3 points today. You can only take 3 points, and nobody gets promoted until it's mathematic. No one gets promoted in December. Nobody gets promoted any time unless it's mathematically sure. So we just carry on, and we've got a thing in our head that we need to keep to, and we're not getting carried away. Nobody, like you said, nobody speaks about it because nothing's certain. Until it's certain, then I can speak about it. So if you can ask me that closer to the time and when it's mathematically done, then I'll speak to you about it.